Hello, hello! Welcome to How to Be a Changemaker. I am so excited to have you here. If you are an organizational leader and have a deep desire to one, motivate yourself better and to lead yourself with deeper courage, confidence, and conviction, two, empower your employees to be their best, and three, innovate and create a work culture that allows everybody to thrive, you are in the right place. My name is Samantha Clark. I am your host. I'm a happiness consultant and resident change maker here, and I cannot wait to share with you all the gems and amazing goodness in this episode. Take a seat, get ready to enjoy, and tuck in. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode with moi, your host, Samantha Clark, and I am here today to talk to you about the art and science of leadership. Now, I've been doing a lot of, I guess, background research into arts and the kind of balance between the beauty of coaching and the interplay of psychotherapy in how we can support leaders to really face uncertainty in new ways. And I'm going on a bit of a journey, yes, in terms of study, yes, research in terms of, you know, building out my Changemaker program, working with more and more senior leaders on how do we sustain change in an environment? How do we help our teams communicate better? How do we problem solve differently when the problems are complex and ever-changing and require a different sense of innovation? And I was asked to plot out a workshop recently for a group of international leaders. And they have had two seminars prior to working with me on one, the sustainability landscape. So what are some of the key thoughts and themes around what purpose-driven business building means in this new age? How do we create businesses that are sustainable internally for the employees? How do we create businesses that are sustainable towards the environment and the local communities in which the business is embedded in? And then they're also going to be thinking about value. How do we consciously understand what value production means in a business nowadays, from, you know, big profit numbers and looking at the bottom line? And nowadays we're seeing kind of crazy unicorn businesses valued at God knows how much money, but, you know, have yet to turn a profit or are just based on one sole advertising model. And so they're going to be looking at what does it mean to value your business and how do we move beyond just profit as a value matrix. And so I'm coming in at that point to support them to think about what does leading in this new age look like and how do we craft personal leadership that feels purposeful, that can inspire and transform their organization, but also make them feel more impactful in their own self-leadership. So this is, they're a mixture of CEOs, co-founders, and people who sit across different boards. And it's really about what does it mean to have a new gauge on who am I as a leader and my thoughts on what it means to be a leader in this time. And it got me thinking about my desire to create more experiential art-based learning in the work that I do, because I meet more and more people who maybe find it difficult to express their thoughts and their visions through just words. I'm enjoying understanding the gray area that sits between coaching, which is about progression and growth and the positive psychology side of it in terms of the well-being, but also the beauty that can be found through dousing more therapeutic understanding as to why we act in the way that we act, how we can understand the context in which people become stressed and anxious in the workplace, and how does that contextualizing shape our decision-making as senior leaders. So today I wanted to share with you the beginning seedlings of what I think are seven core steps to being an artful change-making leader. One that is, I guess this is the beginnings of a template that I am creating as almost like an experiential coaching program that I'm testing or beta testing with a few clients and seeing how it shapes them as an individual, their mission and vision for the organizations that they run, but also the relationships that they build with other people. And so when we think about artists, whether they be musicians, painters, sculptors, and I love the program that I'm on at the moment, we are kind of learning different art forms in terms of sculpture and sand play and painting, and we're kind of looking at how we interpret our feelings, emotions, our drive, our motivations, and what gets in the way of that. And oftentimes we are hit with multiple creative dilemmas. And as a leader, these are happening to you internally. So there's a presentation of, you know, is this the right cause and calling in how I show up at work every day? Am I building the right relationships? I know when I speak to and coach a lot of leaders, there is that balance between navigating your own stress and well-being whilst supporting others to do the same. And there's always this choice that's presented between, do I follow the known or do I follow the unknown? And do I choose to act? And what if I don't act? How does that choice impact everyone else around me? And when we're faced with these different creative dilemmas, we have to learn to bend and flex differently and realize that perhaps the cognitive or technical way that we solve problems or the scientific approach that we've been used to just doesn't cut it anymore. And there is a need for us to explore across different dimensions and work things out in a different way. And so some of the qualities I want to get us to expand into or to think about when we're questioning our leadership style, or maybe you are going through a process of uncertainty in your business or with your team. I mean, which company isn't right now? How do we start to look at some of the core values or attributes, or almost a change maker attitude per se, so that in waves of uncertainty, we are looking at creative action to solve the social, the workplace, and the well-being problems. And I think a lot of the Bhutanese and Buddhist philosophies that I've studied are all about that inwards, outwards ripple, that intentional understanding of your behaviors, the small tweaks and changes, the creative ways in which you disrupt your own habits, how that then shapes the environments around you. So with these six traits in mind, I'll be sharing in the future a little bit more about how we adapt an arts-based learning to help you step into each of these stages, but I wanted to introduce you to them now. And so I've been thinking about the first one being a bit of a me to we mindset. And it's really identifying how do we create those moments where we're learning how to completely manage our mental, our physical and emotional brains and energetics so that we can think less me and more we. And this stems from the work of Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, who's a psychologist, and she's spent a lot of her time researching brain and mood. And for a change maker, a leader out there to really navigate the future, it is about creative exploration into what hampers you from a we mindset. And more often than not, it is not really tending to your own internal physiology, mental needs, emotional release, relationship building, support system management. And when you know how to do that, you're able to come from a more compassionate place and help to facilitate others who might be feeling compassion fatigue, stress, overwhelm, anxiety. Maybe they're questioning different directions themselves. So, you know, start to think, how often am I putting myself in a me to we mindset and thinking about purposeful ways to be more effective and happy continuously so that you can go on and do the important work in the world that you're called to do. You know, CEO, running the company, steering the boards, thinking about co-founder relationship or alignment so that your business can grow in the right direction and you can continue to make the products and services that you desire. The next bit is about what I call being acrobatic. And it is literally about how do I deliberately engage in activities that disrupt my usual patterns of thinking, being, feeling, and allow me to have a creative perspective. I think it's in a world where there's so much constant change and unpredictability, we can become safe. We need to be open to the fact that evolutions and transitions will never stop and are only being sped up in our modern day. So what creative ways can you use to disrupt predictability in your life and, you know, really start to engage with how can I actively look at activities that sharpen my creative muscle, whether that be you know, painting, or could it be you really tackling different crosswords in different ways? You know, when we look at the disruption of our kind of prefrontal cortex is the place that allows us to have that rational thinking. But it's only when we put it in that safe zone through play, through crosswords, through coloring, through journaling, through activities that stimulate us to be in a zone of play, we quiet down our nervous system. And that enables you to take more risks. So highlight areas in your life where you're not being acrobatic enough, you're not being bendy or flexy. The next area that I think is crucial to melding that journey between art and science is visioning. How do you start to have an ability to look at new opportunities, to start to build up or paint a beautiful vision of the future? And it's only through seeing with new eyes, in the same way that you go to a gallery and everyone will have their own objective opinion on what they're seeing in a painting. What are you seeing when you look out on different landscapes? How does music affect you in new ways? What are you allowing yourself to kind of listen to your Discovery Spotify list and seeing how that sharpens and opens your brain up in new ways? And different melodies can have different triggering effects. And that will enable you to vision differently. If we're only seeing, hearing, touching, smelling the same consistent environment and not being open to new visions, new colors, new patterns, new chemistry, again, this doesn't enable us to create opportunities for high potential growth, collaboration, innovation, new decision making in your business. I think layered on top of that is the ability to code crack. And when we think about code cracking, it is about understanding the varied environments that you sit in and also how people are disrupted or triggered in new ways. And I think that's something that's quite beautiful in the art psychotherapy that I'm learning at the moment, is noticing how people are almost talking about their life traumas, work issues, but through poetry, through writing, through music, through sculpture and different things like that. And I think when we have a context of what's happened to us, how it shaped us, we can start to make better decisions for ourselves. And then it's then turning the lens on thinking, the people that show up to my company every day, how do we engage them to share with us the context in which they're sitting with, so we can start to see how people are in different shoes or, you know, walking different life paths. And it's almost like we need to become better code crackers, because fundamentally as humans, we are very individual in our being, unless you're twins, like none of us are clones of each other. So as we all go through different transitions, there's going to be lots of disruptions, endings, new beginnings, anxiety, stress, that will be played out in lots of different ways. And the journey that I'm going on is helping to support leaders understand these different contexts and how they can visualize this, talk about it differently, showcase this with teams, and also get managers to think artfully about how do we crack the code of understanding the people that are working with us, so that we're not looking at technical problems with technical eyes, we're looking at these adaptive problems with new visions. Next, I think what's super important is to know how to be a great cross-pollinator. And I think when we look at creativity, there's nothing more interesting than how artists are mixing media, or we're seeing kind of, you know, the digital arts transformed in new ways. Facebook is now what's called Meta, and they're introducing more AI and AR, VR experiences, blending the online and offline worlds. We're seeing how one artist who, you know, used to be comfortable with watercolor then moves into charcoal or photography. And it's the same with leadership, that we have to be open to cross-pollinate, to find new measures, new perspectives, new experiences, become different collaborators in new ways. And it's only through finding new ideas, mixing and blending different themes, different artistic abilities and different perceptions that stem from artistic crossovers, can we then go further? And, you know, there is that old African proverb that if you want to go far, you go alone. If you want to go further, you go together. So identifying how often am I taking the time to strategize in my week, to cross-pollinate my ideas, to get out and think differently about the way that art or creativity touches me. If I'm more used to and enjoy musical perspectives in my life, could I take myself to a gallery? Could I go to a spoken word event? And how could seeing different people creatively expressing themselves, what can I learn about how they are relating to others, how they are performing, what they're inventing, what new ways are they adapting to visions? When you think about jazz musicians who improvise on the hop, all of that is about knowing how to grab different themes, different perspectives, to be able to create new visions. And that's something that leaders need to really think about as the world is changing super fast, is that we can't be committed to just one way of growth. I think on top of this, when you have that creative perspective, a lot of artists are able to empower and inspire us through their creations. You know, whether it's looking at something that Picasso has created, or, you know, moving from one period into cubism, into sculpture. At each time, he was inviting new opportunities for growth, new ways to inspire us. And he was also trying to inspire himself. And so when you're trying to bring along a team of individuals and you're trying to get everybody on board with your vision, you have to be able to bend and flex too. And not be scared to be open to letting go of one attitude which might no longer serve you, so that you can craft a new way of being. And that invites confidence in your team to know that actually you are agile, and that you have an ability to tackle challenges with an innovative mind, and that you are present to where things are going and how things are evolving, and you want to make better decisions. And it's only through then that people feel inspired, motivated, energized in you as a leader to think, actually, if you're coming up with really brave solutions, that will inspire me to be brave. And I want to be an active agent in my own change and my own growth as well. You know, so people are constantly looking to leadership to be inspired. And if you are able to do that, then that's going to be really powerful in this deep time of change. And then lastly, I think it's about being brazen and bold. Are you acting without certainty of outcome? A lot of creatives are, you know, just putting pen to paper, putting paint on the canvas, and just going with the flow. Thinking about, again, when we think about jazz, thinking about bebop and improvising, you're just responding to one musician, riffing off another. It's that quality, that brazenness and that boldness to make sense of what's happening in the moment, that relating to other people, to dance on your feet and dance in the moment. And so I want to invite you to think, how often am I bringing in creative ways to tackle the challenges that sit in my company. And when you look at each of these different, what I call change-making attributes, from the me to we mindset, being more acrobatic, allowing yourself to step into the visionary, the seeing capabilities, becoming a better code cracker, really understanding and contextualizing what's going on for you, how it's showing up in your ecosystem, and then being able to step into the shoes of other people to provide context to actions, behaviors, motivations. Cross-pollinating, getting out of your zone in terms of how you naturally think, how you get ideas, how you hack the way that you're working, and look to the creative industries in the way that they cross-pollinate different mediums, different ways of being, disrupting music in different ways. And, you know, how can that help you to cross-pollinate, bring new ideas, fresh thinking, fresh perspectives into your department and your company? You have to be able to empower and inspire. A really bold performance, whether that be in the theater, it might be a ballet, it might be the film score, all of that is about provoking you, inspiring you into action, setting a tone, raising your energy, lowering your energy. How can you also have this ability with your team? And if you feel like you've been stuck in a mold, how can you inspire yourself looking at different creative cultures, creative ecosystems and environments to give you more of that impact and that sense making? And, you know, everything about what's going to help you navigate out of a transition is about the relationships. And for somebody to feel like you are able to coach, support them, take them to that next level, and also that they believe that you have a compelling vision of the future and that they are excited about your visionary leadership. And then lastly, it's taking that step to be more brazen and bold in how you're acting, your day-to-day habits, the habits that you are encouraging in those that work with you, so that you can keep this change-maker mindset alive. So I hope you've enjoyed that session. It might have been a little bit cryptic, but there is more magic on the way. But I'm excited to kind of continue to share with you what I'm learning and how I intend to kind of fuse a bit more of this kind of art-based thinking and learning into change-making to support your well-being and the well-being of those that work for you in your company, and so that we can have these incredible cultures that can navigate change successfully and grow sustainably. I will see you very soon. Hello, hello. Well, what another fantastic episode. Thank you so much for carving out the time to hang out with us and hear everything that was shared today on our podcast. If you are interested in becoming a change maker and something has piqued your interest and you want to either revamp your own ways of looking at your well-being as you lead a team through change, or maybe you want to create deeper interventions in your company that are going to stick and that people care about actually using, why not join our change maker certification? This is our roadmap to helping you go through our three areas of change: becoming a better change maker, empowering and inspiring others to do the same, and amplifying the message that you have created. Check out all the details of our change maker certification on loveitleaveit.co, and I cannot wait to get started with you. See you soon for another amazing episode. Bye for now.